BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio one.
Listen, thank you so much for forwarding on your really dull work emails that get sent to the whole company. We've got some more on today's podcast. Also, more people who love to hassle the DJ on a night out. Bambaleo Wednesday, and I have done a bad thing, which will annoy everyone waiting for Harry Styles outside the BBC. I'm sorry, everyone. I just want to say thank you if you've forwarded on some of your best work emails, the ones that get sent to all. Here's a good one that we've been forwarded in the last 24 hours.
Dear all, we have a training course being run on site all week. A visitor to the course brought in a multi-pack of biscuits to share with the other delegates. The intention was for the biscuits to last the whole week, but on returning on Tuesday morning, the whole pack had gone. Can we please ask that the biscuits are returned to the office today, or if they've already been consumed, a replacement is purchased? Line manager, please relay this message to all team members. Thank you.
Right, so it's gone to the entire company, and the line manager's been told to make sure it goes to absolutely everybody. Who has the time to send that email?
Exactly. Exactly that.
And please replace the biscuits.
I do like hearing it in that voice as well. That's the perfect voice for it. And replace the biscuits.
If you've got any others that you've been sent, a send to all at work, and maybe you've saved it in your inbox because rubbish, then forward on to me.
One! Scott Mills.
Okay, Grimmy Show yesterday, you know they do that ball bag quiz?
Yeah, I like it.
There was an amazing category that the guy got yesterday. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, okay. So it's one of the contestants on the ball bag quiz with Grimmy yesterday.
Exactly, surprising category this.
Harry, your specialist subject that you have been given tonight, the life and times of Scott Mills.
Oh, wow, I missed this.
Amazing, right? So my ears picked up because I was like, wow, I did this on Mastermind. Do you remember ages ago when I was on Mastermind, I got asked what my specialist subject would be? And we thought it'd be funny to go on and I'd basically do you on Mastermind, so to speak.
And your name is?
My name's Chris Stark.
Your chosen charity?
Is the Motor Neurone Disease Association.
Chosen subject?
The great man Scott Mills.
You sound terrified.
It's a terrifying situation because no one's laughing. No one's finding that funny.
I'll tell you who isn't laughing. The host, John Humphreys.
He was not amused.
No, zero lols from John.
Right, we thought it'd be a great idea to go and do that. So for us, funny. For the people on the show, the audience, everything, not funny.
Right, anyway. So a similar thing obviously happened to Harry on the ball bag quiz yesterday.
Yes, so he gets questions about you. I thought we could hear some of these questions if you'd like.
Yeah.
See if you can answer them.
What show does Scott present on a Friday on Radio 1?
Okay, I know that one. It's the official chart. What did Harry say?
Lunchtime.
No.
No. Okay, well done, Harry. The official chart, Fridays 4 till 7.
No, he didn't know that one.
What is Scott Mills' middle name?
Okay, yeah, I've got that.
Robert.
Robert, yeah.
Eric.
Robert.
Eric.
Yeah. Okay, this one.
In 2009, Scott appeared on which cult UK TV show?
See, that could be any.
I have no idea.
That, because you did, that was a good TV year for you because there was an extra on Holby, wasn't there? There was an extra on Hollyoaks, an extra, I think, on The Bill.
Oh. I don't know what the answer is. I'll say
Hole in the Wall.
I'll say
that's
Hollyoaks.
One of the best clips ever, by the way. If you haven't seen that,
why do you do that every time?
Just because I think there'll be people listening that don't know about your appearance on Hole in the Wall, with obviously the great late Dale Winton. He'd present a show. You had to fit through a small hole in the wall. Scott got stuck.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks for
it's
that.
All on YouTube.
I'm going to guess Hollyoaks.
I don't know. Sunday Lunch.
Skins.
Oh, Skins! I was in Skins.
Yes.
Okay.
Scott has previously been the UK commentator for which international song competition?
Eurovision.
Eurovision.
Yes.
Yes, go on, Harry. He's got one right.
Who presents alongside Scott on Radio 1 and 5 Live? Yes.
Yeah, he got you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good lad, Harry.
Scott appeared on Series 12 of which BBC series?
Strictly.
Strictly.
Yes, go on.
Last year, Scott released a perfume called what?
Love You By.
Divine.
Love you, bye, Scott.
No. Okay, and one more.
A musical based on Scott Mills' life was performed at which famous Scottish event?
Edinburgh Festival, Scott Mills the Musical.
Oh, no, the Live at the Apollo.
No. Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
To be fair, they were very hard questions. I don't know half the answers.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, thanks for the Hole in the Wall shout out, Chris. Yeah,
it's
cheers.
Great. So many new fans of Hole in the Wall. People discovering your clip on there. The silver jumpsuit there. Very tight. Tight.
Yeah. Stephen Sterling. Love the silver bodysuit.
And then you just can't get through that wall, can you? Small hole in the wall you've got to get through there. You sort of get trapped and carried with it.
Yeah. Martin says, just seen the clip of you, Mills, stuck in Dale's wall. Best thing I've seen all day.
What a show.
The outfit, though. I mean...
Right.
Right. Full moobs on show. It's very snug.
It would put me off going on that show, to be honest.
They didn't tell me about the outfit. The details they give are very sketchy, and you can see why.
It's like Sexy Spaceman, isn't it? It's like a Halloween brief.
Nothing sexy about it, Chris.
No.
Did I tell you? I don't think I've ever told you this. When it came for the time to... try and get out of the outfit, I proper panicked because I couldn't get out of it. Have you ever had that, where you're stuck in clothes?
Yeah, do you remember when we went shopping for jeans? I really struggled with that.
Like, I was starting to have, like, an actual panic attack because I'm like, I can't get it off, because it was very, very snug. A bit like that time in Brighton where I tried on those really skinny jeans and thought I was going to have to call the Sussex Fire Brigade because they were so tight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love that I keep this clip alive. It's you on Hole in the Wall. We've got the... Yeah, we've got some audio here so everyone can hear it.
Also, look at the comments on the video. It's people going, Chris sent me here.
It's like 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Keep it alive.
Bring on the wall!
Bring on the wall!
Just getting stuck in a wall, guys.
This is great because this is where you line it up.
On national TV.
And that's the noise of you getting stuck in the wall there.
It's the C+, and it's not a great result for anyone facing that wall, least of all Scott. He decides to take the seated approach, but Cleo senses it's wrong, and it is! His leg's never going through, and the C+ becomes the wet sort of C.
Yeah, that went well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On yesterday's show, we found out that people describing lush food really does get Chris going. Now, I knew, because I'm his mate... I'm your mate. I knew that looking at pictures of food gets you all excited, but I didn't realise that people describing also does send you into some state of arousal.
No, that's where you're going.
By that, I mean it stimulates your mind. It
stimulates the mind, yeah. It's not full arousal. What I mean is... what I mean is, like, if I'm bored on a train, I might image search... pizzas and then find that I'm looking through loads of pictures, right?
Hey, Ben.
Hi, how are we doing?
All good. Now, you got in touch yesterday. There's something you do on your Snapchat, right? Every week.
Yeah. It's called Chef Thought Wednesday.
And what do you do on it?
It's basically me pretending to be a chef for an hour and cooking up some delicious meals.
This is just for your mates?
Yeah, it started on the Snapchat stories, but then I've actually had a number of people like message me just randomly in the week saying, what are you cooking next week?
Yeah, this is exactly it. This is exactly what I love, because the weird thing is I can look at food and I love it, right? So I can look at pictures of food.
Yeah, yeah.
But also people describing food to me, I get off on that as well.
He really does.
So I can see this being the kind of thing that I would follow and enjoy. And then I'd want the weekly update from Chef Ben,
yeah.
Chef Wednesday, whatever you call yourself.
Yeah.
What inspired this?
Basically, just Stormzy seeing it on his Snapchat a while ago when he was doing the Come Dine With Me, and he was just cooking in his kitchen. And he had his apron on and he was just cooking, and I thought, yeah, that's funny, that is. For years, I've always cooked smoked salmon, so I just thought this one day I'm going to do it. And as I started videoing it, Lewis Capaldi was playing on Radio 1 in the background, and I sort of went into like a Scottish accent, and I called it Benjamin Capaldi's Chef on Wednesday. And then I did the whole Snapchat without even realising the Scottish accent, and everybody was absolutely creasing and were just replying to me like, oh my God, this is so funny. Are you going to keep doing them? And then the next week, I did a spaghetti bolognese. And then since then, I don't really cook. I don't cook a lot. Literally all it is salmon or spaghetti bolognese, really. But everyone loves it.
Okay, so Lewis was on playing in the background on Radio 1, so you decided to do Benjamin Capaldi.
Yeah, that was it, hey.
Hey.
I've even had people in the pub at a weekend saying, oh my God, that food looked amazing. When are you cooking it again?
You're the talk of the town.
You're going viral, mate. Where do you live?
I live in Derbyshire.
Okay. He's the talk of Derbyshire, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I like this. You're the Michelin star of Derbyshire. This is wicked.
What's your job, Ben?
I'm a bricklayer by day, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, chef by night.
Are you on the site now?
I am, yeah. I'm currently hiding in, it's going to be a study, I believe, but at the minute it's just block work.
Okay.
So this is a different proposition, Scott, because we wanted people to come on and just describe in a very sexy way, you know, some elaborate foods, the kind of foods that, you know, you listen to and it's like, whoa, fancy a bit of that.
Whoa.
Whereas you're kind of doing it as a bit of a joke, however people love it. So I'm expecting good things from this.
I've gone into quite detail, and the thing is as well, like when I explain it, it is going to be in my Scottish accent.
Okay.
Yeah. No. This.
Because I can't do it, and I will not be able to take myself seriously if I do it in my normal accent. So I've got to put on this Benjamin Capaldi. It's a mixture between Lewis Capaldi and the geezer off Raven. Remember on BBC years ago?
That was my fave. I loved Raven.
It's like, Raven, you have one board ring per meaning.
I love Raven.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. And the thing that Chris loves is the actual detail. So I'm glad we've got that. We'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben's here with us. Hey, Ben.
Hey, hey.
Ben is a bricklayer, but recently on his Snapchat story, has been cooking up something and it's sending Derbyshire wild.
Yeah.
Now, Chris loves descriptions of food. We did this a bit yesterday, but it really gets him going. So we're going to add some music to this, Ben. And if you could just focus on the real detail of what you're cooking up for me, because that's how Chris likes it, OK?
Yeah, it's going to be a weird one, because of the voice you put on, and you're not actually a chef. But we'll go with it. Let's see what the fuss is all about.
Remember, Ben is doing this from basically a cupboard on the site where he's a bricklayer, OK? Have that in your head as you listen to this. Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready. Right, signature dish, Ben.
Here
Let's
we go.
Have it.
In detail, please.
Hello there. It's Benjamin Capaldi here on Chef Top Wednesdays. I'm about to talk you through how I cook my smoked salmon and honey glazed peppers.
The accent's going okay a bit.
Okay then.
Carry on.
Okay then. So first off, we chop the yellow, green and red peppers into comfortably sized chunks, ready to eat in one bite. Then we place the foil on a baking tray and put the peppers on the foil. Release the salmon from the packaging. Then we place the smooth, delicate fish on top of the peppers.
Yeah, how are you feeling, Chris? You good?
Yeah, it's an odd one, this, isn't it? Because it's salmon and peppers at the moment. It's not light. It's not too elaborate.
No, but he's describing it beautifully. I thought
you're doing a great job of describing it. It's quite Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
It is a bit...
Hello!
Yeah. Carry on, Ben.
Wrap the foil around, kind of like a bag. This is used so all the moisture stays within the foil and makes the salmon ever so moist.
Are you cooking fish in a bag?
No, in foil.
Oh, okay, sorry, okay.
Yeah.
The oven is at 180 degrees. Cook for about 25 minutes. Get a teaspoon of honey, open up the foil, and drizzle all over the pepper and fish.
That sounds
tricky.
This
is like a sticky, peppery, fishy mess.
He's getting there now, aren't you?
No, it's nice.
Yeah, the smell is incredible.
I've got the sort of hunger twinge that's going on. I like that you say that drizzling the honey is the complicated bit, though.
You've got to get the right amount.
You lost the Scottish voice there.
You went full on Derby. The right
amount. Ben, the bricky, come back for a minute then.
Come on then, take us back to this dream fish.
Your taste buds are dripping.
Yeah.
Your dogs are looking up at you like, oh my God, what are you cooking? This is amazing. You go and get my mate Uncle Ben's lemon rice. Steady. So you stick it in the microwave for 2 minutes, and now it's all about the presentation. You scoop the peppers off the foil, and it's quite tricky, really, because you don't want too much peppers, you don't want too less, so it's like, how am I going to do this? But usually it's one decent-sized scoop of peppers, and you place it on the plate, and then you need to be very, very gentle with this delicate, moist fish. Place it on top of the peppers, and then get a plastic mug from somewhere, scoop up their ice, quick flick of the wrist onto the plate, bang, you've got a tower of lemon rice on a bed of honey-smoked glazed peppers with salmon fish.
Yeah, it sounds great, mate. Salmon peppers and microwavable rice there.
Yeah.
It's
that's my kind of dish.
It's a signature dish. It's good that you offered it up, but I've got to say the detail that you've put into describing it, it's actually worked. I feel very hungry, so good job.
Would you say that really got you going though, Chris?
You see, when we said this yesterday, I was thinking we could get like proper chefs on,
right,
doing this sort of extraordinary stuff.
You're saying that like, Ben's a bit too basic for you?
No, I'm saying the description was brilliant. Yeah. 10 out of 10 on the description, but. You know, it's salmon on peppers and
in foil. Yes.
But that's cool. That's cool. That's if that's your signature dish, that's cool.
Like I say, my day job, I build arses. By night, yeah. I'm a quick chef.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we've earned this. Let's have a little break from work and bumble it up. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. I know that to start, Chris has a request of his own.
Yes, this is a an old clip that I found from University Challenge, which somehow we haven't played, and I think it's amazing. Here we go.
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids, and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You, Miss Bright. Homosexuals?
I've never heard that.
University
the nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids, and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You, Miss Bright. Homosexuals?
Wow.
It was the wrong answer.
Is it? Char in Glasgow wants Mike from the Who game. We still don't know who he is.
Getting off in the back row of the cinema.
Becca in South Wales wants that great moment where Gemma Collins was describing the sign that you see when you drive into Wales.
I do know one word, crimew.
Which is?
No, I don't know that word.
When you drive into Wales, there's that red dragon on the green flag.
You mean,
it says crimew.
You mean Cymru.
That's
Cymru.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Cymru.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Cymru means Wales.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Cymru.
It's the way she tries to present it as information.
I do know one word, crimew.
Crimew. Trevor from Cumbria wants the Kiwi lady from Funny Business yesterday with her quirky shop.
Hello, Lee speaking. Happy to sit on your face.
We mentioned the late, great Dale Winton earlier. And that got Sam plumbing in Leicester thinking that you'd like to hear some classic Dale.
So I'm going to go with head.
You're fairly convinced the answer is head.
Yes.
Shall I accept head?
Danny from Cheshire wants the Chris Stark bad guy remix. Yeah, I'm a bad guy, like a really bad guy. I'm Ross Kemp hard guy, I'm as hard as rock guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, feature on your song type. 5 minutes to write this first time, I got an invite. I'm the bad guy, whoa. I like it, it's like out of tune and then right at the last minute snaps into tune.
It gets there.
Beth and loads of other people have asked for this clip from Demi Lovato when she was asked what her favourite dish was.
And your favourite dish?
My favourite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee or hot tea.
Tea.
Hot things.
I like mugs. Ben and Jack in Derby. They say, our apprentice has never heard the legendary person talking in their sleep. Can you play Open a Window, Gary? Yeah.
Go over the window, Gary.
Oh, the fart reply's not on there. He actually farts again to reply. Matt and Barry wants this energetic Spurs fan.
I'm very happy. Energy. I wonder why. Last night I heard a lot of people talking in regards to the sacking of Pochettino. But this morning, energy, Mourinho, hello, welcome to Tottenham.
Duncan, Emma and Cardross want a bit of...
Too jazzy?
They are a little too jazzy, yes.
And then Gary on the Isle of Wight wants this bit from Len Goodman's Holiday of a Lifetime.
Now, may I slip in the sausage?
Oh, you may slip in the sausage.
Hello. Energy.
Come on then, where are you? 81199. Much needed this bumble today, says Tom in King's Lynn. Then you've got Joanne in Aberdeen, lying on her sofa after walking up a very big hill in Scotland.
Hello, Latoya, screaming at the University Challenge clip, says thank God for BBC Sound so I can rewind and keep listening.
It is a good one. Tish in Newbury, walking some dogs in the rain.
In her mum's car?
Not in her mum's car. James in Cumbria. All the drivers from Salisbury Tesco's, shout out. And Rachel in Horsham. Bumbleoing live for the first time, normally gets podcast. Dan and Brad in Bristol. Stephen straight from Suffolk, really enjoying the bumbleo today. Louisa in Glasgow, driving home from work already.
Marley in South Shields, building steps up the side of a house. Hello, Lewis in Portland.
Shelley from Accrington. Johnny the trucker, hi there. Reese from Aldershot, so many today.
Yeah, it's a good one. Big hello to all the drivers from Salisbury Tesco.
Oh, I did that one.
Oh, you've done that one. Shout out.
Two shouts there. We've got Adele, who's listening in Colchester.
I love the hairy form.
Hello, Sadie from Liverpool, bumbleing their paintbrush off.
Hello. Hello, Charlotte. Listening in Swansea.
Andrew Tidmarsh from Leek, loving it. First time bumbleoa.
Matt and Berry. Simon on the Isle of Wight. And Josh and Samantha from Wiltshire. One day I'll be in tune.
The nicknames Cheesemongers, Cherry Pickers, Bob's Own, the Emperor's Chambermaids, and the Immortals are or have been used for which groups of men?
You miss Bright. Homosexuals?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Right, so you and a mate, and I know a lot of people that do this, have been going through Tinder together, haven't you?
Yeah, we got together for a night drinking and we went through my Tinder with my mum.
All right, so your mum's there as well and you're all swiping, are you?
Yeah, we spent hours doing it on Friday night.
Are you looking for love?
I'm trying to.
All right.
I'm trying to. It's not working at the moment.
What's with the squad mentality to this? So why are you getting your mum and friend involved? What's the theory?
Oh, they've told me I don't pick the right ones. Apparently I'm too picky.
That's I love the idea of someone's mum saying that they're too picky.
So yeah, you need to like go down a level actually.
The thing is, standards are too high. That's awful. No, you'd never be too picky. Pick who you want.
Also, I would quite like to hear from you if you do dating profiles, but with your mates or your mum or dad. Let us know on 81199. This is definitely something a lot of people do, I think.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
All the girls getting together, it's like, no, yes, 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 no, yes.
Is it only for the swiping? Is it for the messages as well?
Oh, the messages as well. They sent messages all night.
It's quite cool. You can like make a whole evening of that, can't you?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, Alex, how old are you and where do you live?
I'm 22 from Cornwall.
Okay, right, noted. I'm sure we'll get some messages in here now, but I'm not Tinder. This is not a dating profile, okay, guys? Right, here's my banger. She got her own thing. That's why I love her.
smooth. I'm not being funny and I'm not blowing my own trumpet. What if I could? Right? But my bangers, I've got a better.
Better
right?
This week from you, I agree.
I've had a real upturn in the last week or so.
This last happened when you started seeing someone from the music team.
I didn't.
Here, didn't you?
No.
And that changed all the bangers.
That is...
For a short while.
That is...
So what's the new tactic?
A lie. Just picking good songs. I've had, like, new brainwaves about them. This is Neo, Miss Independent.
All right, you can have that. Alex, my banger choice today is Mad. But it could be a moment. It could be good. Could be fun, this. Sort of perk you up on a Wednesday afternoon. This is Mika. Yep. And the song is called Grace Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I could be bald. I could be...
But, Alex, are you choosing the songs or is it you, your best mate and your mum?
It's just me today. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I was a big champion of Mika at the time, I'll have you know.
Really?
Yeah, don't. It's on the BBC Sound Of list, actually. Might have even won it.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't mention that, do they, so much. Anyway, right, so which one are you going to go for, Alex?
Oh, it's a really tough decision. Both really good songs.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to have to go with Chris. I want to talk to you. The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced
me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again. Right, boys, how we doing?
I've missed this.
That Peter Crouch podcast, known for insights into football.
The kit man, does he just buy a vast range of pants?
Well, no, I think there'll be an official pants supplier.
And life in general, with all new episodes.
Well, I lived in Singapore for 3 years. I used to be able to speak Mandarin.
Shut your eyes, Crouchy. See what Mandarin comes into your mind.
Not a lot of sailing.
That Peter Crouch podcast, series 3, available now on BBC Sounds.
It's class.
Weird, but good. Also, so many people who would hate on that song sort of know it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to sing along, even if you don't know the words.
Yeah, it's a big song. Mika and Grace Kelly. I just looked him up. You wouldn't think that. Worth $13 million, Mika.
Really?
$13 million.
And it's mainly from that song. Because, I mean, Big Girls, You Are Beautiful was...
Well, it was kind of one album, really, but then he still releases, like, loads of stuff in France and Italy, and they lap it up.
Do you remember on X Factor, I'm saying a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, he popped up at judges' houses for Louis Walsh?
Well, he does the French X Factor, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying Alex has made the wrong choice there. Yeah. It's not just a Tinder thing.
No, I mean, maybe she should have got her friends and her mum involved for that one, a lot of people are saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Jay is feeling a little bit fragile today, so is ready for our emotional moment to our tune of the week by JP Sachs and Julia Michaels. Are you ready? Let me know. How's your state of mind today? 81199. Might be too much for some people, this. It's quite an emotional song. It's a good one, though. We were saying this yesterday. DJs all over the world are kicking off, even making YouTube videos about people that hassle them to play a song on a night out. When you're DJing, they'll be right there at the front, they'll be holding their phone up, and they've got, like, they've typed out what the name of the song is and the artist, and they do not leave you alone.
Yeah, they'll demand that you play the song next, that everyone would love it. It's like the person that's requesting knows better than anyone.
My favourite phrase, mate, play something decent.
Yeah.
What do you mean decent? Suggesting that everything you're playing is absolute rubbish. Yeah, so this is a clip of one of the videos from a DJ speaking out. He's fed up of it.
Don't interrupt the DJ in the middle of a transition.
Hey, my man. Hey. Hey. Buddy. Hey. Dude. 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 Bro.
Right, this is you, isn't it, Dave?
It certainly is, Scott.
Yeah. When did you do this?
Christmas party in December.
Talk me through it.
Basically, I'm self-employed, so I don't have my own Christmas party, so I tag along on my friends, which is a local garage. So we go to a place on the Wirral called Thornton Manor, and they have a Vegas night and a DJ. Basically, the music wasn't to my standard, so I kept asking the DJ, can you play this? Everyone will get up and dance. And then again, then no one was dancing, so I was back up. Next thing, I'm showing my phone. If you haven't got it on your system, you can plug my phone in.
Oh, mate, you went all out. You're the worst kind of person for people like us.
I am the worst in the world.
Oh, can I plug my phone in? No, I'm doing my job.
I'm basically scrolling down my song list on my phone.
Yeah.
Please, because he got this one.
Yeah.
And it got that bad that he asked the bouncers at the event to remove me from the main room.
Yeah, did you get removed?
I got removed. I was now back in the main room.
Right, but here's the thing. It wasn't your job. Like, you could have just enjoyed yourself and danced. I know you said the music wasn't to your standard, right? But you've just kicked up a whole load of fuss. There's no... just enjoy your night. There would have been a song that you liked. There would have been some songs that you could have danced to.
Here's the thing, though. When you've had a few drinks, you are on a mission and you're not stopping until that mission is accomplished. Am I right, Dave?
Yes, 100%, Scott. I wasn't stopping for anyone.
Yeah.
Until I got removed.
I had a similar situation to this once, right? So I was DJing a load of these nights in a place called St. Albans. I was in a marquee and the deal was businesses could turn up, buy a few of the tables there and have their Christmas party. And they did these nights for like 3 weeks. It was booked up every night. So loads and loads of people. And I used to get so much grief for the music because obviously you have some companies with young people, old people. It was like an unfriendly wedding.
Can you play some 80s?
Exactly like where I was at.
Crazy, right? So you play something old, then people kick off that there's not something new. You play something new, and that's where I hit a major problem. This lady came over who'd clearly had a couple too many, and she was so aggressive about the fact that her song wasn't played to the point where it went from like taking a request to actually, do you know what? I think you should go and enjoy your night because you're getting a little bit irritated now. And then when it ended, towards the end of the night, she was in floods of tears, making me feel bad because I hadn't played her song.
Was she all up in your face as well? Like, play it!
She was awful. She was a horrendous woman.
People do, get leery with it.
Especially I got so bad that I pulled the curtain to one side and even got behind with the DJ in his area.
No, Dave, that's not okay.
I know. I'm ashamed.
And they removed you.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio. One. The Scott Mills Daily. It's gonna be fine while I hold you tight. No, there wouldn't be a reason why. We would even have to say goodbye if the world was ending. Come over, right? You come over, you come over, you come over, right? If the world was ending, you come over.
All it needs is a little bit more of a push from us and a little snippet on Love Island, and that will fly.
I think that's a massive song, that.
JP Sachs, not JP Cooper. JP Sachs, that's like saxophone, sax, but with an E on the end. And Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending, it's a good song.
Mate, so many lovely messages about it. Catherine's texting, just says, j'adore it.
J'adore.
Gives me the vibes whilst revising.
We've got a 6'5", 19-stone trucker called Michael. He has a tear in his eye. He's not going to say it. Obviously, he's a trucker. He's got something in my eye there.
There are loads of these. Got to be honest, I have a heart of stone. But this gets me right in the feels. That's Craig, straight in Bedford.
Thank you. Carrie says, tears in traffic. Tears in traffic. That caught me off guard. Sat in a lay-by in my lunch break, having a proper moment to this loud. Eyes closed. Feeling the love. All the way from the A14 there. Okay, that was JP Sachs and Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending, our tune of the week. Sob. Okay, we got some more people who love to hassle the DJ. Rachel, are you the hassler?
No, it was actually my auntie who was the one pestering the DJ.
Oh, yes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so basically it was like it was actually a charity event, if I can remember, a couple of years ago. And basically the DJ, it was quite a young crowd at this event, so he was playing a lot of current music. But about my auntie basically having one too many drinks and being a big fan of music from the 60s.
No.
She basically kept pestering them to play music from the 60s. And apparently it got to a stage where I found out later that she'd basically gone right up to them and she basically said, you have terrible taste in music and you're very ugly.
Yeah, that was me. It was probably me.
Yeah. No, I've also heard this, I think.
I think this woman sounds familiar. I was just talking about her.
I promise it was not you.
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous woman.
It wasn't as good a DJ as you.
She was a nightmare. Actually hated her. I've not hated many people, but like on a level, hated this person.
You can't please everybody at these events because it's all ages often, yeah? So here's what would happen in reality, okay, if we actually did play something for everybody, right? We're at the event, okay? Here we go. I'm playing this. Right, you can be Rachel's auntie.
Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car, AJT's...
Nah, cars of 60s. This music's rubbish. Everyone will love it.
No, but everyone's dancing.
No, they're not. They want 60s.
All right, then, here's some 60s. Oh, then the dance floor's cleared. And that's your fault. That's what would happen.
Yeah, definitely.
But they do not take no for an answer.
It's got worse as well. People shout at you like an Alexa. So I am not a smart speaker.
Top singer Becky Hill's just been in contact saying it's not just DJs. I once got asked to sing 17 by MK at my own gig.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, boys. It's Harry from last night.
Harry,
I had to explain myself.
Oh, hang on.
I've been cleaning to do, haven't I?
Yeah, you were on Grimmy's ball bag for quiz last night.
I was.
And like, who's Harry?
I explained my answers, man.
That's all right. No. I mean, it's a shame you got knocked out. You should have known more about me. If you didn't hear this, it was on Grimmy's show. Harry was a contestant on the ball bag quiz and got quite a surprising category.
Harry, your specialist subject that you have been given tonight, the life and times of Scott Mills.
Like, it's fine, Harry. You didn't get a load, but you did all right.
It was quite difficult. I'll give you that one. Like, who knew you were in Skins?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some people would. Do you know what's hard about this? You don't get time to research, do you? Because what you could have done is bought his book and you could have read that in a couple of days and you would have everything that you need to know.
Yeah, I should have thought ahead, shouldn't I?
You've got loads of pictures in and, you know, you could have got everything from that.
Yeah, definitely. The one I was annoyed about was the Eric one, because you've got that little feature on your show where you say, the middle name, where you're like, Scott Robert Mills. It's like, I should have got it. It just rolls off the tongue.
But you were under pressure, you know?
What is Scott Mills' middle name?
Eric.
Robert.
Yeah, it's not Eric. So you're kicking yourself now, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, it's you, man.
Not going to be... I'm going to be funny about this, Harry, but a bit annoyed about this one that you got wrong.
What show does Scott present on a Friday on Radio 1?
Lunchtime.
No, the official chart.
Thanks for listening, Harry.
See, this is where I've gone wrong, because I panicked. He said, what show does he do? And I thought, Lunchtime, he does Lunchtime. Mm. And then he said, on a Friday, I was like, oh, no, he does the official chart.
Yeah. Well,
then you do Party Anthems at 6, so it's not like I don't listen to you, mate.
He actually knows, but it's a bit like when you're like on one of them TV quiz shows, which we're going on, by the way. We're doing Pointless again soon.
See, that's why I said Sunday lunch as well for the Scotland one, because you've been on Sunday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? One of them.
Both of them at some point.
Chris was fuming because he wanted to go on.
That's it. See, he does know, but it's a bit like
I know. I'm an avid listener. I hear it all the time.
But when you're in the studio, like people at home are shouting at the TV. When you're in the studio, it's harder, and that's exactly what happened to you on the air yesterday, Harry.
Yeah, unlucky with the quiz, mate, anyway.
Oh, man. Can I have a quick little shout-out? Is that right?
Yeah.
Can I shout-out Big Dylan down in Wimborne?
Yeah.
You helped me out, boys.
That's all right, yeah.
So, yeah, just that one. Yeah, that'd be sound.
Big Dylan.
Yeah, you should have phoned a friend.
Dylan. Nice one, Big Dilly style.
Big Dilly style. All right. No offence taken.
Scott Mills.
Right, you know in this building they do the one show outside?
Yeah.
There's quite a crowd building down there, and there's a setup for what looks like a singer doing some live music tonight.
Okay.
So one of the ladies down there was like, do you know who's playing here tonight? And I didn't, so I made it up and said, don't know, maybe Harry Styles. And now she's gone and told everybody else in the crowd that it's Harry Styles. And now the whole rumour down there is that it is Harry Styles on tonight. And I've just found out it's Louis Tomlinson.
Oh.
So that's bad. So that's I started that rumour. So thanks, lady, for telling absolutely everybody in the crowd. I mean, it's not that they're going to be disappointed necessarily. Scott Mills. If you like that, then listen, if you can, live between 1 and 4, Monday to Thursday on Radio 1. If you can't, subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends about Radio 1's Scott Mills Daily on BBC Sounds.